To talk to us about the challenges facing post-secondary education in the North, I'm joined by Andrew Wilkinson. He's the Minister of Advanced Education for British Columbia, and he joins me by phone this morning.
Good morning, Russell. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Thanks for joining us. The Graduate Student Society at UNBC, they're asking for you to put a little pressure on the faculty and the administration to come to some sort of agreement here. How much are you willing, or how much can you get involved in this dispute and encourage an end to the hostilities?
Well, my ministry, that is Advanced Education, is responsible for 25 institutions around the province, one of which is UNBC. And UNBC is, of course, a university and operates under the University Act, which gives it a large amount of autonomy, both in terms of academic freedom and in terms of its management. So it's really not appropriate for my ministry to purport to tell them what to do with their labor relations. The university is the employer.
But if not to be instructive about this resolution, I mean, how much can you do to at least encourage a resolution?
Well, of course we encourage resolution. We'd love to see an amicable resolution, and we've got a situation now where the available negotiating mandate has worked for about 200,000 public sector employees around the province. And we know every situation is different, and that's why we are very deferential to the university administration as they try to sort this out.
UNBC professors are seeking more money that the administration says it can't afford to pay. College of New Caledonia can't afford for some of its programs, even though some of them are quite successful. How satisfied are you, or how much more money do you think needs to be injected into the post-secondary system to make it work better?
Well, we put in $1.9 billion of funding annually to the post-secondary institutions. And, of course, it varies around the province. UNBC gets about $49.3 million from the province each year. College of New Caledonia gets $29 million. And they, of course, have other budgetary sources such as tuition and residence fees and so forth. So each of them runs their own financial envelope. And within that, they are expected to manage their labor relations, which they do. You know, we've had collective agreements sorted out at a number of the institutions around the province.
There are caps on how much more they can increase those tuitions. And how much can that be looked at to at least give them more flexibility to raise those tuitions a little bit more if the economy of scale calls for it?
Well, this is a big issue because the province set a 2% annual increase cap on tuition until the next election. And students like this a lot. Students actually push us to reduce the cap to 0% increases or even to reduce tuition. So we feel that's an appropriate compromise between the needs of the institutions, which, as you see here, there's financial pressure on UNBC, and the needs of students to have an affordable education.
On one side, you're certainly accommodating the students because obviously they're the ones who end up paying for these tuitions, whether it's now or certainly in the future through student loans. At the same time, the province is also looking at is reducing post-secondary funding by $50 million over the next 3 years. So, I mean, the cost of this stuff isn't going to go down in the next 3 years. So why take away money?
Well, actually, we need to correct that. The budget is going up from $1.911 billion this year to $2 billion and $2 million in 2 years. And as part and parcel of that, the university administrations are working together and with the colleges to reduce their overheads by $50 million. That's through things like natural gas purchasing jointly, data storage contracts, purchasing contracts. So we've found ways to save $50 million while also increasing the budget. So the net effect is an increase in the budget of $92 million over the next few years.
But rather than take away that $50 million and say, okay, well, this is $50 million you've saved, I mean, isn't there some way to keep that $50 million on the table? And if you're not going to spend it on the heating bills or how much your data storage is going to cost, then put it into programs, put it into things that will actually benefit the students.
Well, as I just said, the budget is actually increasing. It's going up by $91 million over the next couple of years. So we are not cutting university budget funding. We're actually increasing it.
The president of the College of New Caledonia said that they're at a point where they've got no choice but to target successful programs for cuts. If the budget's going up, why do they need to cut programs?
Well, CNC is in a particular spot because the unemployment rate in North Central British Columbia is very low at 4.4%. And most of us know that when the economy is doing well, there are fewer students in institutions. And conversely, when the economy slows down, more students go back for training. So CNC has been operating at about 64% of capacity, and that is actually going down. So one cannot continue to operate an institution as if it's got 100% student utilization when it's actually running below two-thirds of its capacity. So CNC is appropriately trying to manage its budget to match the student population.
Mm-hmm. If you've got a situation where, you're looking at unemployment rates affecting college tuition, but you're also looking at a situation in this province where certainly trades are becoming a much bigger factor in how people and what people are employed doing in British Columbia. As the guy in charge of these post-secondary institutions, and I mean, how much can universities expect to grow when they're not necessarily specializing in the things that that the job market is calling for?
Well, CNC is actually a great example there because they have a thriving trades program. They have a thriving nursing program. These are jobs that are in demand. We've actually increased their funding in the trades field. We're spending about $40 million around the province this year to get improved equipment and capacity into the trade system, and that includes CNC. So that is an area where CNC is doing very well. It's in their other non-trades, non-nursing programs that they're running into a bit of a problem in terms of lack of student demand. And, of course, if the students aren't showing up, it's hard to offer the programs.
When you look at the situation where the university professors, for example, say, look, in our particular situation, we're not being fairly paid. We need to get paid more to match up to other parts of the province. How much do you think the province can step in to correct the situation, to make teaching in Northern BC and being a professor at a university in Northern BC more attractive, or at least as attractive as it would be in the Lower Mainland?
Well, university faculty compensation is a very complex story, and we don't jump into each institution's special circumstances. There's a whole range of issues there in terms of scientific grants, seniority, publication records, and so forth, and the universities themselves manage that. We don't purport to understand or work in their particular field, you know, whether it's geology or nursing or anything else. We don't assess the merits and strengths of professors and what their earnings should be. We leave that up to the universities, and they are in the process of sorting out their collective agreement. It's the first collective agreement they will have bargained, and it's not going to be easy, and we're seeing that now. And it's unfortunate that students aren't in class. We hope that the sides can reach an amicable solution as soon as possible to get the students back into classrooms.
How much pressure is your department or the government in general facing to revisit some of these university funding models before the next election? If it's hands off until the next election, how much pressure are you facing to revisit some of these ideas before that and deal with it now, sooner than later?
Well, universities and colleges have a number of sources of revenue. There's tuition, which we talked about, capped at 2%. There's the budget that the province provides, and CNC receives about 60% of its budget from the province. UNBC receives about 44% of its budget as a direct grant from the province. And we don't anticipate changing the formulas at this point because it has worked quite well. British Columbia's institutions are in good shape nationally, and compared to many in the United States, they're in excellent shape. And we're proud of these institutions. They're well-managed, they're well-run, they produce very happy graduates. And so one can always say it'd be nice to have more money, but under the circumstances, we are putting in, as I say, another $92 million in the next couple of years. And we wish this institution's huge success because, of course, the students depend upon the success of institutions, and our society actually invests a huge amount in these institutions. When you think about it, you know, we're putting in $5.3 million a day into our institutions, and for every single British Columbian, we're asking every human being in the province of any age to put up about $400 a year to pay for our post-secondary education. That's a big, big investment, and we believe in it. We think it's a good thing. We think the institutions are well run.
So is the message basically if these institutions need more money, they should be looking elsewhere?
Well, it's never going to be easy in post-secondary education because the potential use of funds is almost infinite. They could build very nice campuses, they could provide more student amenities, they could have smaller classes, they could have a bigger research budget. And so everybody is looking for the right balance there. And we think the overall balance is good right now. And of course, the particulars of the labor relations at UNBC, as I say, we have full confidence in the president and his team, and we look forward to an amicable resolution.